Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the NewsHour. Grateful that you are listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a returning guest. We last met Allison Heider back in December when she was a new hire to Tarot International. And as things change, so too has her role changed. Suddenly, as a matter of fact. And we're going to be talking a lot about opportunities, motivation, and what businesses might want to take a look at as they move forward during these difficult times to keep people, well, productive and more. Allison, welcome back. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Happy to be here chatting with you.
Well, and your microphone, the microphone matches your dress. I mean, did you plan all this?
It's important to think about our professional image, you know,
right?
Michael. We teach these things at Tarot.
Well, you've had, a meteoric rise here. I mean, you were hired last fall, I think it was, and you worked for a while part-time. That's what we talked about back in December.
Yes.
And now, cha-ching.
Yes, I've had the opportunity to come on full-time with Tarot. So I moved here, if you remember, from Minnesota back end of August. Started part-time as the learning specialist, and now I am full-time here supporting the learning function.
Right. And what does that mean, just to refresh people?
Thank you. So I have the opportunity to facilitate our trainings along with our training team, teaching our impact class and recently our motivation and delegation class, which I'd love to dive into a bit more with you.
Yes.
But also making sure that our clients and our trainers have the information that they need to really tailor trainings to their specific wants and needs.
So I suspect by saying that, what you do is you spend some time with the clients of Tarot to better understand what it is that they're seeking to get out of the training and then tailor, manufacture those trainings to what their wishes are.
Yes, essentially. Liz Cooney, our director of training, does a lot of that interfacing up front. And then I have the opportunity to make sure that our trainers get that information as well.
Got it. All right. So facilitating a training for Tarot clients, I mean, you've got to be with some pretty high-powered people from time to time, yeah?
Certainly, yes. We work with presidents of companies, vice presidents, rising leaders, and people who just start out as well.
What have you learned in this meteoric rise, as we indicated, from part-time to full-time? What have you learned about Allison Heider?
I have learned the true power of the communication skills that we teach. I came into the company knowing that they were important, but I've been able to see people at every single level of companies and every single industry have immense change, both personally and professionally, just by learning how do we delegate to people? How do we motivate? How do we listen to each other effectively? All of these things that we typically don't spend a lot of time on, I learned in my own personal and professional life how important they are.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned something that's so important. So many of us spend so much time talking, but that's one skill. But the other skill really is the ability to listen. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that listening effectively is one of the things that we tell leaders is most important for leading to employee motivation. Most of us listen. We think well, but in reality, we listen through filters. We listen through our own experiences, our own opinions, all of this, and we don't listen effectively.
Yeah, yeah. If you were to give somebody tips on how to listen effectively, and we're going to get into employee motivation, I promise you, here in just a moment. Well, what would they be? How can people better train themselves to listen more effectively?
The first step is that awareness. We have to be aware of the filters that we listen through. So as you listen to someone else speak, really pay attention, not only to immediately respond to what they're going to say, but first seek to understand what they're really saying and pay attention to how you're listening to that with your own filters.
Yeah, and I would suspect that when you're actively listening, which is, I think, one of the buzzwords that we use, is that you're not thinking about what you're going to say next, you're actually processing what you're hearing from the other person and then tailoring that response, correct, to answer the issue or the question or the statement that the other person has said, yeah?
That's exactly it.
Yeah, this isn't too hard. But it is hard.
It is hard. We get caught up so much in wanting to respond in the right way that very often we are listening to respond and then don't even respond to what the heart of their comment even was.
Yeah. Well, I think we've all been there. We really have. Allison Heider, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about all sorts of, we talk about active listening right then, but we're going to move into something else that I think is really key to where we find ourselves here in corporations and businesses all across the planet. And that is engaging employees. How do we do that better?
It's a complicated topic for sure, but it's important to think about tapping people's inner motivation, making sure that people are doing work because they want to do it. Now, of course, pay and benefits are important. We're not discounting that. But really, if those are at a healthy place, then it all comes down to internal motivation. How do we make employees actually want to do the work because they are tied to a sense of community, they're tied to a responsibility for the work, and the bigger picture of accomplishing things in their work?
We have, for several years now, talked about how younger employees are really desirous of having an altruistic motive behind whatever their job is. I mean, that's important, that whatever their job is, that the company that they work for sort of matches what they would like to see done altruistically in society. Do you find yourself in that? Because you're of the age and of that target, that I would think that would be important to you as well.
I do. It is incredibly important to me, and it's what drew me specifically to tarot.
So there it is. Proof, ladies and gentlemen. So how can we get there? How can we motivate employees to better understand not only their position, but also the reason that they should be productive individuals?
We start off by paying attention to them. That's that active listening that we're talking about, paying attention to their wants and needs, and then changing accordingly. Also, providing consistent feedback, having that discourse with your employees, providing recognition in the ways that they want to be recognized, making sure that you are setting the example as leaders. If you have expectation for your employees, make sure that you are setting that example for yourself. Very often, those things that maybe seem simple to say are much harder to actually follow through on.
Well, they really are. And when I was a corporate executive, I remember that it was very difficult sometimes to throw away those corporate executive feelings, you know, or those biases that you might have, and just direct traffic rather than spend the time to listen to what really makes somebody's job important to not only them, but also the company, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's hard these days when you're short-staffed already, making time and putting that energy towards spending time with the employees you do have. It's difficult, but it's important and valuable.
Yeah, it is important. It is valuable. And, you know, and I get it. You're absolutely right, Allison. So many people are so stressed right now about a whole host of things. I mean, look at our geopolitical world and everything else that's going on, the pandemic and trying to staff up and the Great Resignation. And all of those things are putting significant pressure on employers. And so, yeah. Now, we talked about indicating that motivation and listening and being in the moment with regard to your employees is important. So wages and benefits, I mean, you did touch on that just a little bit ago. You said if those are in the right place, right?
Yeah, it's all about getting them at the right place. We very often say, okay, we want to use internal motivators, not external, which is things like pay, benefits, But I'm not saying don't have those things as a priority. Really, where we see benefits, pays, perks, things like that, is at kind of a hygiene level. Think of it as temperature. If those wages are too low, people will be dissatisfied and you won't have motivated employees. If they're too high, we really don't see much of an increase in motivation. So it's all about finding that sweet spot. And at that point, then people don't think about it as much. So it's about paying people what they deserve at the right amount and then paying attention to getting them recognition, giving them feedback, active listening, all the things we talked about.
You know, one of the things that brings up an interesting point, you know, there are studies that have to do with whatever job it is, this is the wage level for that job. And I think sometimes employers get a little bit caught up in that, saying, oh, well, you know, if you are a creator of self-weasel-winding torque inducers, your pay level should be $20 an hour. But that may not be correct in your geographic location. I mean, you know, it might be all right in Tuskegee, but maybe not so well in Grand Rapids, for example. Yeah?
Yeah. It's important to look at the situational environmental factors for the space that the job is in.
All right. I think that's... She does pretty good, I think. All right. So let's talk about tapping into our own motivation. I mean, you clearly are a pretty motivated young woman.
I like to think so, yeah. For sure.
So you've drunk the Kool-Aid here at Tarot, and you're into this. So how do we do that? How do we become more motivated as an employee or as maybe an employer?
Tapping our own inner motivation is really looking at a lot of the same factors as a leader would for employees. But very often we get caught up in the workforce of thinking, well, my manager isn't very motivating, so I'll just kind of get burnt out and leave it there. If you're in a position that you want to be motivated at and you maybe aren't getting that motivation from a leader, you can tap your own inner motivation as well. You can seek out other mentors, colleagues, find ways in which to work collaboratively with your coworkers, find those things for yourself as well. And that can be really valuable.
I would also suspect, now I know time is of the essence for everybody. I mean, we are all working 2 or 3, 4, 5, 18 jobs, it seems like. But there are ways in which you can self-motivate if you're paying attention. And I'm going to be really specific with this. If you're reading things that have a positive, upbeat message to them. Yeah?
Yeah. Surround yourself with people who are positive and upbeat and have similar goals to you, and that can take you really far.
Yeah, and here I would then put in a plug for the book that Deb Renner and Ro Crosby wrote, Your Invisible Toolbox, because every single page there is full of ideas on how you can better motivate yourself and the people around you. Yeah.
Certainly. That book is a game changer.
Oh, it is totally a game changer. And it's one of those kinds of books, ladies and gentlemen, that you can pick up and you don't have to read the whole thing. You can pick it up, you know, and read a chapter. There is no chapter. This is really interesting. There's no chapter that's over 3 pages. And they all deal with specific issues. Yeah.
Yes. It's written for the busy employee.
All right. So speaking of busy employees, we have all been addicted to Zoom or whatever the platform is, and there are many, as a matter of fact. How do we stay motivated as a worker or as an employer when we're doing constant, well, virtual meetings?
It's a challenge, Michael. It really is. But it's important to think differently. Take working in a community. That is important to internal motivation, and it may look differently. Typically, we would maybe all be sitting in a office space together in cubicles. You have people around you. Now, suddenly, you're sitting in your home office alone. How do we deal with that? Interesting, actually. Now that we talk about it, I was reading a article from the Harvard Business Review the other day, and it talked about body doubling. So body doubling actually was originally used as a strategy to keep people with ADHD focused on tasks, and now they're finding it can be really effective for everyone. So essentially body doubling is doing your work while having someone either physically or virtually just present with you.
Really?
And it can work virtually. So if you, very different than a Zoom meeting, you aren't chatting back and forth constantly, but you both are just independently, maybe even with your microphones off, working, but you can see the other person on your screen, you are more likely to be less isolated in emotions, be more productive, simply because you have the presence of another person. They'll notice if you start scrolling on your phone, you have that feeling that someone is working along with you, and that can work even virtually.
An accountability partner.
An accountability partner, exactly.
Body doubling. I've heard it all now. I was just thinking about this the other day, Allison. I have not had a suit on for 2 years. And I'm going, wow, this is going to be kind of different when we get back to doing that again, you know?
Yes, so. Maybe body double with someone who has a similar at-home work attire to you.
Right. That might be important. Her name is Allison Heider, ladies and gentlemen. And Allison Heider is a learning specialist with Tarot International. We've been talking about a host of things, about her job, about what changes have been coming at Tarot, and about motivation, not only yourself, but always those people around you. Final question for you, Allison. As you look toward the future, I mean, and I know Tarot is back to doing some in-person things as well as virtual. Do you see that ramping up, hopefully, in the near future?
Oh, certainly. We see it ramping up already.
Really?
People are getting back out into the community, yeah. And so they need to remember, how do I do this thing? Like you said, how do I wear a suit? But also, how do you interact with other people? How do you tap into your presentation skills, your interaction, and how to really interact back with the business world again?
There you go. Allison, thanks so very much for doing this. We always learn something when we visit you folks at Tarot. Thanks.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Once again, that is the voice of Allison Heider. She is a learning specialist at Tarot International. It's always so remarkable and so great to hear of young people getting an opportunity to grow in their job. And yes, we will have links to Tarot up on the radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Allison Heider, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.